your particular prayer concern. It will be prayed over multiple times this week and in the days to come. But I'm going to have Jacob Cash come up and share with us some news this evening. And I told him he wanted to do this, and I wanted to give him enough time to do it, and in order to field some questions that you might have and that kind of thing. But Jacob, would you come and share with us what the Lord is doing in your life and the life of your family? So,
well, good evening again. Yeah, please. It is a joy to be with you tonight. I come bearing some news, as Pastor Danny has said. Over the past few months, I have been in conversations with a faithful church who has expressed interest in me becoming one of their pastors. this is a bit surprising, to be honest, a little bit. I was obviously the plan, as I had set forth, both in my mind and to you, was to finish in December and then go on. But this particular opportunity sort of kind of landed in my lap in some senses. And the Lord is sovereign over this situation. So all that said, in the process right now, I have interviewed with them twice over Zoom, fielded a lot of questions, asked a lot of questions of my own. They have talked with several references, some of which are sitting in this congregation tonight, and answered. They have asked them questions about me. I'm sure they said terrible things about me, and made sure that they never ever would want to be interested in me. But no, my understanding is that they said hopefully honest things, good things, strengths and weaknesses. But yet, for some reason, this church it persists. And so they have invited me to their church and to their city to spend about 3 weeks there. And they're going to be covering those costs, which says a lot to me about how much they care that they get the right guy. And my desire, of course, is that as well, whether it be me or somebody else. My desire is the Lord's will for this particular situation. And so I think that there are probably two pieces of information about this opportunity that you can be praying for me, for my family, for Glencoe as well. First bit is I haven't told you where this is yet, and that's one of the odd pieces of this. This church is located on Long Island, New York. An odd place, I confess. When I first saw it posted where I found it, I actually scrolled right by it because I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to go serve in Long Island. Are you kidding me? What a crazy place to go. But so I continued to pray about it. I continued to think about it. And for me, I just, as I was looking on, you know, as I looked at the listing that they had put there, it just checked all my boxes. You know, I've been praying that the Lord would open up a church that would be a good fit for me, for my ministry style, for my particular doctrinal beliefs, where I stand. And this church, just what I would need as a young man going into ministry, the support of other elders around me, seasoned men who've been in ministry for a time. And this just church just fit all, and I just couldn't shake it. I just couldn't shake it. And so I went back and I was like, well, the worst thing that could happen is they say no. And maybe I get an opportunity to talk with them a little bit and get some interview experience with the church. And well, here I am. So it's an exciting opportunity for me, for my family. Also a kind of crazy one. It'd be a big move for us in more than one way. But something that the Lord has been teaching me through all of this as we've been considering and meditating and seeing, because we're still in the process of seeing if this is the right opportunity for us. But one of the things that has been just constant in my mind as I've been thinking about this opportunity is that no matter where I go, no matter what difficulties lie ahead for me, whether be it cultural or within the church body itself, I have the absolute assurance that my Savior, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is very, very near to me. As Augustine even said once, that he is nearer to me than my most inward parts. He is nearer to me than my own physical heart is. And that has bolstered me during this time and during as we've been considering this. The other piece of this, of course, that would be very pertinent to the church is that should this other church call me, and should Lindsay and I believe that this is the right fit for us, it would require me leaving at the end of the summer rather than waiting for December. And so the leaders know about this. Pastor Danny and I have been discussing this for the entire interview process. At the moment I've heard anything from them, I have immediately told Pastor Danny about it. I can assure you the leadership is in the processes already of searching and looking and seeing who the Lord's going to lead for you guys to come and lead you to worship the Lord in song and carry, by God's grace, carry on anything that I've done here and make it better and grow it and far exceed anything I've done. I pray that. That has been my prayer from day one. And that this man would be a qualified man, a man of God who can really stand and lead this church forward. And so I pray that I would implore you to continue to pray for that as well. I know that many of you already have been. But be praying for this, for whoever that man is. But please continue to keep me in your prayers as well, that the Lord would give me discernment and Lindsay discernment and wisdom to know if this is where the Lord would have us to go. A passage of scripture, if you don't mind me kind of tarrying a little bit longer. While Pastor Danny was preaching this past Sunday, and this normally doesn't happen to me or else I wouldn't have said it, I think oftentimes the Holy Spirit speaks to us, oftentimes he always speaks to us through his word, right? And through some other situations that have been going on, I couldn't help but think that the Holy Spirit brought this verse to my mind, and it impacted me so much. I'm going to try to get through it. This is at the end of Mark chapter 10, or in the middle of Mark chapter 10, after Jesus has addressed the rich young ruler. Verse 23, it says, "And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, 'How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.' And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, 'Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.' And they were exceedingly astonished. And they said to him, 'Then who can be saved?' Jesus said to them, or Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God.' And Peter began to say to him, 'See, we have left everything to follow you.' Jesus said, 'Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.'" And I received as I read those verses, I just received so much comfort and so much of just the Holy Spirit saying, "I'm with you. For if you're willing to leave houses, mothers, fathers, brothers, lands, and go and go and do. You can lose all of that, but in the kingdom of God, you will gain a hundredfold and in the age to come, eternal life. And so I pray that that was an encouragement to you as it was to me. I cannot express in words how much Glencoe Baptist Church has meant to me. This is not the end, obviously. I kind of feel like I'm giving a farewell speech. I'm not. I'm here. at the very earliest, to the end of the summer. But I will be leaving for that 3-week trip on June 18th. So if you could keep me in your prayers on that day, and I'll be coming back on July the 7th. So it's a pretty long trip, just shy of 3 weeks. I'm going to get to know them. And I pray, please pray with me that I get to know them well and they get to know me well. And should God choose to bring me up to that very odd place, no, I love it. Then may His will be done. So thank you for your prayers. As Pastor Danny said, I'm happy to field any questions. If anybody has any questions or concerns, even, or I don't know if there's anything anybody wants to say at all, but please feel free. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. So Mr. Jim Williams asked if I was going to finish my schooling. That's a great question. So most of my schooling is completed. I only have a handful of classes left. So if I do get called up there, I would finish either online or, should New York open up a little bit more, maybe be the last place on earth, but should New York open up a bit more with the restrictions, they actually have, the seminary I attend actually has a kind of a mobile campus in New York where, ironically, guys like Tim Keller teach adjunct classes at times. So I will either take online courses over the next, probably it would take me a couple more years to finish. So it would definitely be slower, but I would be determined to finish. But it would definitely be slower. I would have to ease up on that, which is definitely something I have to consider as part of this. Great question. Thank you. Pastor Ted. Yeah, that's a question that I'm going to have to talk about Pastor Ted asked if I was going to consider ordination. So that's a conversation I'm going to have with that church. I will say that this is not a church that's within the Southern Baptist Convention. It's a faithful church. It's a faithful Baptist church, confessional church, for those interested in that. The church is Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island. And so I would be discussing with them what they would want, if they would want me to seek ordination here before I left. Obviously, that would be subject to the examination of the elders and the deacon or the elders. If they would rather me go up there and they ordain me, then I'd follow that as well. But I will say what I said before, and I meant this then, I mean it now, but that I would not. Without the blessing of the elders, I would not go. I will not go. So if the elders are looking at my life and they look and they see and they say not ready, not there, not qualified, whatever the word is, I would humbly back down. So I don't have that. That's not a solid answer, but it would be part of that conversation I have with them during that 3-week time. Does that answer the question for you, Pastor Ted? Okay. Anybody else? Ms. Diane? No, they're a part of it's sort of like the SBC in a sense. So the SBC is not technically a denomination; it's actually just an association of churches. This is also part of an association of churches called Reformed Baptist Network, or short, they call them RBNet. And It's a fairly sizable denomination. Even I call it a denomination. It's a fairly sizable association of churches. There's hundreds of them all around the country. It's a national sort of thing. I really like what they have to offer, even at an associational level. Very warm, very. They hold fast to their doctrine, but they don't lose the love while they do it. And that's something that was really important to me. So, say it again. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, good question. Yeah, so do they believe in God's word? Yeah, absolutely. I would never even have considered them if they didn't. Yeah, so they're where they, yeah, very strongly, yeah, they where their statement of faith, if you will, or their confession, it's all kind of the same, different terminologies for the same thing. Yeah, at the very beginning of the confession, it states that there's one supreme ultimate authority above all, for life, for godliness, for all things, that all things sit underneath the very word of God. In its original form. Yeah. So, yes, very much so. They would be right alongside of our church doctrinally in many, many ways. Yes, Ms. Carolyn. Yeah. Pre-COVID, what size church is it? That was the question. Pre-COVID, what they told me is that it was about somewhere between 110 and 120 on an average Sunday. Yeah, it's roughly about the same size. During COVID season, it's about 75. So maybe just a few more members than what we have. That's probably, but maybe not even know. It's a neat little church. But there it's a really wonderful church. And from what I've experienced from them, they're very loving. Obviously, they're covering all those costs for my entire family to go up there for 3 weeks. That's no small thing. For any who were on the search committee, they know that's not a small cost. And so I think that says something about what they believe maybe about me, but also it says something what they believe about the pastoral role. Mr. Wilson. Yeah. They do talk funny. Yeah, that's true. Every conversation I've had, it's been great. Yeah, it's fun. I told Lindsay, yeah, I think it was today. I think I told her, I said, sweetheart, you just got to know that when we go up there, we just got to learn a new language. There's a whole new language that we have to learn, both language-wise, but also culturally, just how they operate there. It's very different than how we operate here, of course. Yeah, so I've what I've done to help. And I know you didn't ask this, but what I've done to kind of prepare myself for that is have as many conversations as I can with people who I know are from Long Island or have lots of family in Long Island. And it's kind of the same message. You know, everyone sort of said the same sorts of things, you know, the adjustments that I'll have to make, that we will, as a family, will have to make when we go up there. So, but yeah, it's cold. It's not Florida. But as my dad said, there's more New Yorkers in Florida than there are in New York anyways. So, yeah. Yeah, they almost do. They almost do. Yeah. Any other questions or funny comments? Mr. Turtle. Yeah, great question. They do. They do have a school. They have a classical Christian school, kind of like what we had here. Probably they've had it a lot longer than we had it, and so it's a lot more developed. So their curriculum is a lot more developed, and they've been able to attract a lot of students. So even the size is pretty. So their current numbers, well, their pre-COVID numbers for students, just students, was about 160. So it's a sizable church, or sizable a part of the ministry for their church. Right now, during COVID, they have about 125, roughly, give or take. So that would be an opportunity. I'm not the headmaster of that school. That's not what God's calling is for me. They have other blessed people that are going to be in that, but they've invited me to be, obviously, that as a part of the ministry of the church, that would be part of something that I would be involved in. Yeah, yeah, I'll be doing chapels and teaching a class even when I can, supporting that every way I possibly can. They're a faithful, it's a faithful Christian school that sits underneath the eldership, that sits underneath the confession of the church and God's word as well. Good question. Yeah. So if you want to come up, if you've got kids, you know, send your grandkids up or something. Yeah, good question. Any other questions anybody got a couple extra coats we can borrow? We can have. I think I only own one. Yeah. So it'll definitely be a shift. There's no question about that. Yeah, there's lots of snow and weather and all that. You know, but God, I just see the Lord's hand in all of this. No matter what the outcome ultimately is, the Lord has used this in a mighty way for my own soul, to encourage me, to bolster me in moving me toward ministry. It's been a joy to get to know them, and to hear kind of where they are, their strengths, their weaknesses, and how I might fit into that. So, Daryl. Yeah, how old is the church? They are, they have a unique history, actually. They used to be two churches, not too far from each other, from my understanding. And about 25 years ago, and I think this is on their website as well, about 25 years ago, those two churches actually ended up merging together to create one church, now Grace Reformed Baptist America. So I think they're, as one single church, they're 25 years old. So, I mean, not like ancient or anything, obviously, for a church. But definitely an established church, yeah. Not a church plant or anything like that. Though they have been involved in that a long time ago, but they were involved in planting a church as well. Miss Marlene. Me too. Yeah, this church body has been, in many ways, I don't want to watch what I say on video. It has been my family. I'll just say it that way. And you know how much that means to me. But this church has been my family for 10 years. And any need, physical, emotional, spiritual, that I've ever had, this church has been quick to answer the call. This is the church where the Lord had called me to ministry, I believe. Under the leadership and the pastorship of Pastor Barry originally, and then Pastor Danny now, and under his care and under his tutelage even, you know, and watching him do ministry, the Lord used him in great ways in my life. And I, should the Lord call me to this opportunity, or should the Lord wait till December to call me, know that this, and I don't say this to be Hallmark sort of sentimentality, but please know, this church, I will never, ever, ever, ever forget this church in my prayers. My love will always be here among you. I will look forward to opportunities to come visit whenever I can. Miss Diane. Yeah, good question. Do they support missionaries? They do. Actually, they support local and foreign missionaries, which is something I thought was really neat. So not only do they support foreign missionaries, so like sending people out to like what we do with the tribal missionaries in Colombia or in other places, they actually support missionaries here in the States as well, which, as we all know, we need it just as much as the rest of the world does. Yeah. There are other countries that are actually sending missionaries to us. Praise God for that. So I know of one off the top of my head, that there are others, but I know for a fact that they're actually supporting. I listened to their service yesterday from Sunday, and they prayed for one of the missionaries that they support in Atlanta, who's in who's in kind of the inner cities of Atlanta, supporting and loving on and sharing the gospel with the poorest people of Atlanta. I mean, that's hard ministry. And so for them to partner with someone here local, too, I think that's great. But they also do foreign missionaries as well, foreign missions as well. Yeah. Good question. That's a great question. Anybody else? Awesome. Well, if you do have any other questions, please don't hesitate to ask me. I'll be gone for that time period, so that June 18th to July 7th, we're kind of calling around a couple people to see who's going to kind of fill in that gap for me while I'm out. But be rest assured, you're still going to have someone to come and help lead you to the throne of God, to help lead you to worship Him through song. Thank you again, and please feel free anytime. Yeah, questions, just if you have my number, call me. If you have my email, whatever. I think it's floating around somewhere anyways. But it's on some piece of paper somewhere with the rest of the leaders tacked up on the bulletin board. Yeah, feel free. Call me, text me, whatever. Email me. I'm happy to answer questions or talk about it or anything like that. So love you guys very much, and thank you for your prayers.
And Jacob will be sharing again at a focus meeting. And so, but we felt like it was best that he go ahead and get the word out, because all of us leaders know, some of us knew before last night's meeting. And so, to stop any kind of scuttlebutt going around, we'll just allow him to share. And I wanted it to be on the live stream, so those watching can also know. Let as many people know as possible. You're free to talk about it now, just positively. But this is what we're supposed to be doing. Training up men and women to go out and to serve the Lord. And so I think we should celebrate this. This is what Jacob has been in school for. And I think it's the best case scenario. He doesn't have to. I'm pretty sure this church is serious. I think they're really serious about Jacob and his family, and I don't think they would do this if they weren't. You just don't fly somebody up for 3 weeks if you're not really interested and thinking about them seriously. So I have a feeling that this church will call him, and I think that's the best thing for a young man in ministry. Rather than having to sit in limbo and send out resumes and wait and wait and wait for him to be able to have a church right off the bat, I think that's good. And, you know, I was talking to one of the elders today, the pastor there, and we were talking about, you know, Jacob's strengths and weaknesses and discussing what he might discover when he gets in the field. But he's not going to be able to discover those things and to learn himself in ministry if he's not given an opportunity. And so I think there'll be a lot of growing he's still going to do. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And but I think it's a wonderful opportunity for him. About the ordination thing, he asked me about that not long ago, and I said, you might want to check with them, because they are a true Reformed Baptist church. We are not. And we don't bear the name or anything, or have the affiliations that they do. And sometimes I have had it happen before where I've had other people be called to such churches, and they normally would ordain their own people. And so that might be what they want to do. They may be flexible and want us to do it. But it's just the way that it is. But they are solid group of churches. And let's see, what else was I going to say? But this time, Jacob, I've moved you 3 times, I think. Has it been 3 times that we've loaded up trucks and moved you? That ain't happening this time. You're going to get you a container and... I'm not going to New York. But several of us have moved Jacob 3 times that I know of since I've been here. I know he's been Not since he's been, we've had a reprieve, but we did move him there. So, but I think, you know, we should celebrate this. We need to be in prayer for him. Also be in prayer for the leadership as we seek, first of all, somebody to sub for him while he's gone. And then should he receive the call from the church, a replacement. But we will have a time of celebration before he goes. And for him and his family, they're not just going to let him leave and without sending them off well. But I'm excited for him. And the guy I talked to today was great. We had a good conversation. He just talked weird. Oh, yeah. New York's got good people. Right. All right. So if you have any questions, go to Jacob. Get it straight from the horse's mouth. And you know, like I said, we need to be praying for them and supporting them in this, whatever the decision may be. You know, if God in his providence wants him to stay here for longer, but he will be going somewhere sometime. We knew this. And he will be. That's what he's called to do. And God will open up a door there. So, all right. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this time that we've had together. Thank you for being able to share in these kinds of events, these kinds of turns in the life of the church. Lord, we thank you for the way you've worked in Jacob's life, the way I've seen you work in his life over the course of time that I've been here. Lord, we are grateful for that. We thank you for his leadership in music and the time that he's put in on that, his desire for excellence and just doing everything to your honor and your glory. That's been wonderful to witness. Lord, we do pray that you would be with them as this process continues. Lord, give him and Lindsay wisdom and decision making. Lord, if there's any red flags, anything that's hidden that needs to be revealed, we pray that you would uncover those things, that you would reveal them. And Lord, so that they could have a clear vision of what this church is really all about and what ministry would be like there. We do thank you for your providence, for your guidance in all of our lives. And Lord, we just pray that we would always, without hesitation, lead or follow when you lead. And Lord, that we would always go where you call us to go and seek to be content there, to grow there and to serve there. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks, Jacob.